The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omanibuama, has called for the re-registration of SIM cards. His call is premised on the proliferation of fake ID cards. He said the re-registration will be done if the National Identification Authority completes the issuance of the National ID card, which will serve as the only form of identification for the exercise. The minister was speaking at a forum dubbed Digital Family Forum, where players in the telecommunication industry met in Accra to discuss challenges facing them. Joyce Dichie and Richard Isumang have filed this report.
Telecommunication in Ghana has moved from the days where people had to queue at post offices to make calls or book foreign appointments to be called back later from homes to listen to calls. Today, mobile phones are almost everywhere in the country and has improved the lives of people in terms of businesses, but services of the providers are not the best. The telecommunication industry in 2012 recorded 6% to GDP in developing countries and is likely to increase to 8% by the year 2020. It is due to this increasing potential that stakeholders met to discuss challenges and the way forward. They also discussed policies that will promote growth in the sector. The Minister of Communication, Edward Omanibuama, mentioned security issues that needs to be addressed.
You will recall the police report of 2,140,000 prank calls made to the Ghana Police Service and the Ghana National Fire Service in 2013. This is surely not the right use of the opportunities we are blessed with. Similarly, Cabinet will be considering the National Cyber Security Strategy for approval and subsequent robust implementation. Ghana believes in cyber peace.
The Chief Executive Officer of the Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, expressed dissatisfaction with the poor services rendered by tele companies to consumers. He said all that consumers need is quality and value for money. The Chief Executive Officer of the Telecom Chamber, Kweku Setiadu, urged government to strike a balance between short and long-term taxation on the industry.
The government should seriously consider removing the 20% import duty on handsets. It will increase affordability of telecoms products. That in turn will lead to usage, and that in turn will increase tax revenue from sewers. The current measure breeds corruption and smuggling, and there's a risk that our projected revenues from this source will not be realized, while access to telecoms products and its knock-on social and economic outcomes
The Director General of the National Communication Authority, Parok Van Persie, said though fiber theft has reduced, a lot of fiber destruction is caused during road construction.
Joyce Jechi and Richard Isuman filed that report.